With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. A farm bill rider would reopen vacant grazing lands to cattle, even in endangered species habitat. Now, that's big news for ranchers, but conservationists are warning it could damage the nation's public lands as well as wildlife and are gearing up for a fight. Eric Mulvar with the Western Watersheds Project says giving the green light to just any targeted grazing project, for example, could put rangelands at risk of wildfire.
You could end up with some very harmful targeted grazing projects that could actually increase the amount of cheatgrass infestation without even consulting the public about what's going on the lands that the public essentially owns.
Mulvar notes that federal law requires agencies thoroughly research land management issues and involve the public in decisions that affect public lands. But some members of Congress and the White House argue that cutting regulations that burden industry will lead to economic growth and job creation. Mulvar said fencing in particular can be lethal to sage grouse, whose populations have declined by as much as 95% from historic levels.
Barbed wire fences are guillotines for sage grouse, which are low-flying birds. And there's one study in western Wyoming that found that a single five-mile stretch of fence killed more than 100 sage grouse in the space of a year.
Votes on the rider are expected by the end of the month. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.